I need some advice on top of your thoughts.
Here
both
we
of
go.
You.
I can't with you.
Yes, you can.
And homeownership.
Dear Danny, that's
Danny,
what we're going to call
you
this.
You need an apartment where somebody is just going to take care. I am like 30 plus years of this.
Let me explain the scenario.
I can't.
I can almost guarantee when you get to the office today, at some point, you're going to say something like, wow, did you hear about Sunday's forecast?
No, probably not.
Sunday, the high 24.
Wow.
Which brings up a question. Here if you're fortunate enough to have air conditioning, do you think you are going to turn on the air conditioner on Sunday? I know it's a huge question that'll just pretty much
it's gonna resonate
day.
Across the
or
socials.
Just open up the window
or open the window
not when it's 24 you
why
don't
not?
If
window.
There's a little bit of wind
you
want to
let heat into your home
here we go I can't
so
Danny,
my question this morning
so
is
hard to be your friend
do you will you turn
so
on your
hard.
Air conditioner the what? Problem is
it's
I can't I've
thing.
Already turned mine off and I've already
wait so you're not gonna actually you wrapped it
oh yeah
like I've got a cover
he's got four knocks in there.
So you're not going to actually
you probably
go
hired a technician
outside.
To come and do it.
And unwrap it and...
No, I'm not going to, but
so
that's why.
So you're
going to be an uncomfortable day.
Open your windows.
I don't even turn off my air conditioner in the wintertime.
Oh, you have to, just in case. You
in case what?
You never know.
What? In case what?
What if hypothetically...
And what is going to happen?
Can I answer, please?
Yeah, please.
From the harsh winter effects.
The harsh winter effects that's going to get into the compressor.
You never know.
That's waterproof.
You know
what happens if some water gets left in there and it freezes and
there's no water in there. It's got a drain on it. Nothing is going to happen.
So why do they make covers for air conditioners?
Well, for guys like Danny. I also will take the leaf blower in the next week or two.
And clean out
and give
leaves.
It a little through there. And I'll clean it right out. I don't even flip the switch to off.
You leave it on.
Yeah, because at some point, you know me, how I entertain. There's always parties at my house.
Sure.
You're going to turn it on.
Yeah, what was the last time you were at my house?
A very long time.
Yeah, so it's years, actually.
Years.
So when I have that big party and it's hot, I can turn the air on.
In the winter?
Why not?
All right, let's go to the phones here. I want to find out.
No.
Hello,
what's
good morning.
What's going to happen?
No problem. Hi. Air conditioning question. Sunday, would you turn your AC on? What's the deal?
Here we go.
Let me tell you this, Danny.
Yes.
My wife wanted me to shut my air conditioner off and winterize it like John says I shouldn't, but I procrastinated. So it's all ready to go.
Okay.
You see?
So wait a minute. For the record, I just want to state and make it very clear that John did not say you shouldn't. Let's just be, because somebody is going to sue me. I'm not saying you shouldn't. I just question why. I have friends in the business who I've said, I've had that air conditioner for 20 years, and it's fine. Yeah, nothing's going to happen to it. Nothing's going
to
happen.
But if you have an option to cover it just to keep, why would you expose it to the elements?
Oh, here we go.
Right?
Do you
cover mine, but it's just going to be in a while.
Yeah, so you cover it to, keep the leaves and the bugs out or something?
Yes.
Not to keep it warm and cozy over the winter?
No.
No. Thank you, Danny. Did you hear that?
That's fine.
Yeah, Danny's has got Thank a you. Fur coat around his.
No, I've got a
he
cover.
He puts a space heater in it, and he makes sure that it's warm.
Someone texted, I was told by the person who installed my furnace and air conditioning that it doesn't need to be covered.
Oh!
Hello, good morning.
Wonder where this is.
Good morning.
Hi. Air conditioner talk. This is the air conditioning hotline. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I didn't even know there was a switch to turn mine off.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
So there is a switch on the outside wall.
And I don't have a cover.
Of course you do. You want to know why?
You told me I don't have to.
Exactly. You want to know why? Because you're smart. So on the wall there, where the air conditioner is plugged into the house or goes into the house, there is a big switch. You open the little thing and then you pull the handle and you turn it around.
Turn it around. That's
and
right.
It turns it off.
Yes.
They never even taught me how to do that.
Yeah, because you want to know why? Because you don't need to.
You don't have to.
Thank you, Danny. That's 0 for 2. You're 0 for 2,
all right,
Danny.
2 hours.
I have breaking news. I know now why Danny covers his air conditioner, not because he thinks he has to, because Tony does.
Tony does cover his air conditioner.
Again, why?
I've
why?
Covered my air conditioner for years as a homeowner.
Well, and
all
I'm
the
sure
time.
It's pristine in there. Not
Very
one
clean.
Spider. It's a compressor that's meant to be outside. Candy, it's hard to be his friend.
You know what? Like I feel very
time,
uncomfortable in between
even,
you two right now.
Let's not even.
Appreciate
let's,
his input.
Because I see both sides. Danny
no,
likes
there is
nice
no,
and shiny
no,
things.
Danny doesn't
John
know.
John is realistic.
Let's make sure that we spend some time in weeks ahead to talk about Danny's in-floor heating.
Don't even get me started on that because that is actually a point of contention.
Yes, it is.